Chapter 23. I won't say my emotions had settled themselves by the time the train pulled into Kyoto Station early the following morning. After all, when a stone is dropped into a pond, the water continues quivering even after the stone has sunk to the bottom. But when I descended the wooden stairs carrying us from the platform, with Mr. Ichida one step behind me, I came upon such a shock that for a time I forgot everything else. There, in a glass case, was the new poster for that season's Dances of the Old Capital, and I stopped to have a look at it. 2 weeks remained before the event. The poster had been distributed just the previous day, probably while I was strolling around the Baron's estate trying to meet up with the chairman. The dance every year has a theme, such as Colors of the Four Seasons in Kyoto, or Famous Places from the Tale of the Heike. This year, the theme was The Gleaming Light of the Morning Sun. The poster, which of course was drawn by Uchida Kasuburo, who'd created nearly every poster since 1919, showed an apprentice geisha in a lovely green and orange kimono standing on an arched wooden bridge. I was exhausted after my long trip and had slept badly on the train, so I stood for a while before the poster in a sort of daze, taking in the lovely greens and golds of the background, before I turned my attention to the girl in the kimono. She was gazing directly into the bright light of the sunrise, and her eyes were a startling blue-gray. I had to put a hand on the railing to steady myself. I was the girl Uchida had drawn there on that bridge. On the way back from the train station, Mr. Ichida pointed out every poster we passed, and even asked the rickshaw driver to go out of his way so we could see an entire wall of them on the old Daimaru department store building. Seeing myself all over the city this way wasn't quite as thrilling as I would have imagined. I kept thinking of the poor girl in the poster standing before a mirror as her obi was untied by an older man. In any case, I expected to hear all sorts of congratulations over the course of the following few days, but I soon learned that an honor like this one never comes without costs. Ever since Mameha had arranged for me to take a role in the seasonal dances, I'd heard any number of unpleasant comments about myself. After the poster, things only grew worse. The next morning, for example, a young apprentice who'd been friendly the week before now looked away when I gave a bow to greet her. As for Mameha, I went to visit her in her apartment, where she was recovering, and found that she was as proud as if she herself had been the one in the poster. She certainly wasn't pleased that I'd taken the trip to Hakone, but she seemed as devoted to my success as ever, strangely, perhaps even more so. For a while, I worried she would view my horrible encounter with the Baron as a betrayal of her. I imagined Mr. Ichida must have told her about it, but if he did, she never raised the subject between us. Neither did I. 2 weeks later, the seasonal dances opened. On that first day in the dressing room at the Kabarenjo Theater, I felt myself almost overflowing with excitement, for Mameha had told me the chairman and Nobu would be in the audience.